AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Memorial Day weekend is getting started, and this year it's timed with the coronavirus reopenings across all 50 states. And in Washington, D.C. as well. In D.C., the National Park Service's Mike Litterist says Memorial Day will be different this year.
We are planning a variety of online experiences, virtual wreath layings that will be online on social media platforms. But we certainly expect that there will be people who come down to pay their respects on Memorial Day.
Litteris says anyone coming to the memorials in D.C. must respect social distancing. Places like Seal Beach in California could be busy this weekend. Police Sergeant Nick Nicholas will be watching.
Number one, we want to make sure that people who park in the lots are maintaining social distancing. And also with Memorial Day weekend coming up and the nice weather, we expect large crowds.
While coronavirus cases are dropping in the U.S. and Europe, there are reported spikes in Latin America, Russia, and the Indian subcontinent. In a stop in Michigan at a Ford plant that makes ventilators, President Trump decided not to wear face protection. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's refused to wear one in public, telling aides it makes him look weak. As reporters and cameras watched Ford executives guide the president, he was the only one not wearing a mask, but says he had earlier.
Here's my mask right here.
Pulling a White House-branded one out of his pocket.
I had one on before. I wore one in this back area.
He says he didn't want to give reporters the pleasure of seeing it. Ford requires everyone in its factories to wear masks. It says Executive Chairman Bill Ford encouraged the president to wear one when he arrived, and the president did, during a private viewing of some cars before taking it off. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A passenger plane crashed near Karachi in Pakistan. More than 100 people were on board. No word yet on casualties. A man in Georgia who took cell phone video of Ahmaud Arbery's fatal shooting has been charged with murder. This is AP News. The FBI is calling an attack at a Texas military base terrorism-related.
A suspect tried to speed through a security gate at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, opening fire and wounding a female sailor. Officials say that sailor was able to roll over and activate a security barrier that prevented the gunman from getting in. Other security personnel fatally shot the suspect, who's been identified by sources as Adam Al-Sali of Corpus Christi. FBI Supervisory Agent Leah Greaves.
We may have a potential second related person of interest.
Sources say that a device was recovered at the scene, possibly a cell phone. This attack comes just days after the Justice Department officially linked a December shooting at a Navy base in Pensacola, Florida, to Al-Qaeda. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Many people in central Michigan remain cut off from their homes, even as floodwaters recede. Flooding overwhelmed two dams. Ed Donahue, AP News.